Mrs. Bolingbroke says, "I wish I knew what was the matter with me this morning. Why do you keep the newspaper all to yourself, my dear?" Mr. Bolingbroke says,
"Here it is for you, my dear. I have finished it."
"I humbly thank you for giving it to me when you have done with it. I hate stale news. Is there anything in the paper? For I cannot be at the trouble of hunting it."
"Yes, my dear, there are the marriages of two of our friends."
"Who? Who?"
"Your friend, the widow Nettleby, to her cousin John Nettleby."
"Mrs. Nettleby? Dear, but why did you tell me?"
"Because you asked me, my dear."
"Oh, but it is 100 times pleasanter to read the paragraph oneself. One loses all the pleasure of the surprise by being told. Well, whose was the other marriage?"
"Oh, my dear, I will not tell you. I will leave you the pleasure of the surprise."
"But you see, I cannot find it. How provoking you are, my dear. Do pray tell me."
"Our friend, Mr. Granby."
"Mr. Granby? Dear, why did you not make me guess? I should have guessed him directly. But why do you call him our friend? I am sure he is no friend of mine, nor ever was. I took an aversion to him, as you remember, the very first day I saw him. I am sure he is no friend of mine."
"Well, I am sorry for it, my dear, but I hope you will go and see Mrs. Granby."
"Not I, indeed, my dear. Who was she?"
"Miss Cook."